Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Right, without any further ado, let us bring in the guest for the Flat Earth debate. Here we go. Here's Flat Earth, David. Hey, David, how's it going?
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for having me.
This Thank is, you for coming
gonna
back.
It's going to be interesting, for sure.
It's going to be very interesting, isn't it? And Professor Dave.
Howdy.
Thank you for coming on for the first time.
Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on your YouTube success, man. 2 million subs. That's phenomenal.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is the first time I think a real flat earther, I'll call myself a real flat earther, has spoken direct with Professor Dave, as he normally does videos, you know, that just go out and pretty much straw man us, whether you know it or not, or gaslight us, and then there's really no way to respond because...
No, so you've never seen my channel ever and have no idea what I do because I make academic tutorials.
I have, but your flat earth stuff is... Is gaslighting us, essentially.
Is devastating and destroys flat Earth easily.
Absolutely.
So I started. Big straw man. Oh, he says that they think the Earth is flat. What a straw man.
I'm with you. Listen, I don't mean to come off that way. Would it be okay to look for some common ground? Can I just ask a couple of quick questions, Dave? You good with that?
Whatever you want to do, man.
Yeah, I'm just for, you know, to see if we have any common ground. Do you believe we went to the moon?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you believe that governments are here, especially the American government, for the people's well-being?
That's a pretty complicated question.
Okay, you don't have to answer it. That's fine. That's good. Do you believe that there's censorship going on YouTube?
Yes.
Some stuff is deprioritized in the algorithm. I don't know if that qualifies as censorship.
And is the news here to inform or to fill us with propaganda?
The news is largely propaganda. None of that has anything to do with the shape of the Earth, so I don't know what the hell you're even talking about. Literally none of that has to do with the shape of the Earth, so you're really off to a bad start already.
Just looking for some common ground, that's all. Mm.
Oh, both don't like the government, therefore the Earth is flat.
So the common ground is then, we're going to try and keep talking points to 3 minutes each, responses to 2 or 3 minutes each, so we could get through this hour. And everyone could get an equal share of the time involved here. And I think the first point that we've got up on the list is, what is gravity?
You want to go first, Dave, or you want me to go?
Oh, okay. This is how we're doing this? Okay, so according to general relativity, it's the curvature of space-time around massive objects. And so this is one of the easiest ways to know that the Earth is a sphere, because everything we see, everything, including the Earth, very large, massive objects are crushed into a sphere. That's why stars, planets, moons, everything pretty much is spheres. So you can now go ahead and do your like electric gravity bullshit, and then I'll explain to you why it's stupid.
Well, the question is, any scientists or anybody that's ever proven that any of the luminaries we see in the sky are even physical, let alone spheres?
Yeah, we can see them in telescopes.
So you believe that if you see something, that'll tell you its shape. So when I look at this, are these spheres? Are these spheres? Dave, are these spheres?
Yeah, no, I've seen this little trick, and I know the third one from the left is flat.
It's showing you.
Here's the third problem.
Dave, let me give me a second, then you can go.
No, because I've seen you do this, because I watched two of your videos, and you say the same crap in every single one.
Right.
I know what these shapes are.
So how do you know what shape the moon is? That the moon is even a physical object? During a new moon, no one sees the moon in the sky.
I know your talking points. So this works because that's not moving. The things in the sky move. So if you take the third one from the left, which I know is flat, and you move it around, it's going to start to change shape, right? If the moon was a flat disk, I don't even know if that's one of your talking points or not, as it passed over you, it would change shape.
I don't think the moon is a flat disk at all.
Okay, so it doesn't matter, though. That's why what you're saying is stupid, because these objects do not move. Now, the other problem is, it's not just about shape. It's about other things like composition. Do you know what spectroscopy is?
Yeah, spectroscopy is you can measure gases, but it has to be in a container. Where's the container?
No. Stop. We are looking at light. We're looking at light, and we are understanding about the materials, right? We're understanding the composition of things based on light. So when you start talking about gases, you show me immediately that you don't even know what spectroscopy is. So you do not know the ways in which we figure out things about celestial objects. You literally don't even know the definitions of the words that represent the techniques that we use. So why are you even talking about it?
So my question is, spectroscopy needs to be in a container. Otherwise, you don't know what
spectroscopy needs to be in a container. The study of how light interacts with matter needs to be in a container. What does that mean?
Otherwise, when you're looking at the moon, you don't know what gases you're seeing in between us and the moon.
Gases? The moon is solid. The moon is a solid object.
How do you know that the moon is solid? How come you can't see it during a new moon?
Why can't you see it during a new moon?
Yeah.
Because do you understand how vision works? Well, right? In a new moon, what's happening in a new moon?
There's no light
from the sun is illuminating the side of away from us. So, right? Light illuminates the things that it hits. So a new moon is when the side that the sun is illuminating is the other side away from us. What do you want it to do? The light to go around the moon and come back and hit the other side like magic?
Yeah, without interrupting, let me just answer. When it's nighttime, you're away from all lights and there's a full moon, I can read by that moonlight. That moonlight casts a shadow on the ground. Don't interrupt. Uh-huh. That casts a shadow on the ground. So that moonlight, which is reflected sunlight off a dusty, dirty, rocky, rock ball in your world, is bright enough to travel 238,000 miles to cast a shadow on the ground and to light up my book so I can read. During a total solar eclipse in your world, the Earth is a full Earth from the moon's point of view. It's bigger and shinier, and it should light up the moon, but it doesn't, and no telescope, no from any position with infrared or anything, has ever seen the moon.
Can you think of a much, much brighter object that is right there where the moon is?
Well, during
the corona of the sun, which is thousands of times brighter. What you're doing right now is you're basically saying, I'm going to shine a spotlight directly into your eyes, and then you tell me if you can see a firefly 2 centimeters to the right. Like, what are you talking about? Do you seriously not understand this stuff? A child can understand this stuff.
So when you're throwing out words like spectroscopy, what's the difference between spectroscopy and astrospectroscopy?
What do you mean astro? So astro is a prefix that means stars. So if that's even a word, it's spectroscopy pertaining to stars. What are you, like, Googling stuff furiously over there?
I'm just asking you, I've taken a few notes. I figured out. I watch a few of your videos. I know the straw manning that you're going to try to do and the things that you're going to try to claim. And in reality, an infrared camera, a regular camera from the space station, they should be able to see the sun, the moon, either approach the sun, eclipse the sun completely, or exit the sun. And nobody has ever seen it. So again, why are we looking up in the sky?
I just answered your question. You just answered it again. You asked a question that I just answered. The sun is very bright, right? Way, way, way brighter than Earthshine. Do you understand that if something very bright, you're looking at something very bright, you can't see something way less bright next to
when
it?
What
are you not getting about that?
When there's a total eclipse of the sun and you have the little ring around there, you can block that out. So it doesn't blind you, and you still can't see it. You know what?
It doesn't block it out. The corona. Have you never seen an eclipse?
Why are we talking? You can make a fake eclipse, right, by putting a disc in front of the sun and then looking at the corona, and you could do the same thing with the corona. You can block it. Why are we looking up at the lights in the ceiling that determine the shape of the floor?
Because it works really well. It's the easiest way to figure out the shape of the Earth is by looking at the celestial objects in the sky and recording their motion.
One second, Ash has said we've got to move on to the next talking point, which is space is not as depicted, displayed in media, movies, etc. Flat Earth, Dave, do you want to start with that one?
Ask the question again, please.
Space is not as depicted, displayed in media, movies.
Yeah, I mean, space is they're just giving us images of insanity in space. Like when they show us nebulas, right? They show us this and they tell us this is where stars are born. This is where there's gas and dust so much of it that it's creating stars and spitting them out like ping pong balls where they go run away and they park themselves in the rest of the galaxy. This gas and dust in space in a vacuum in zero pressure, how does that work? How come this doesn't collapse in on itself? This is just a
That's how stars are born. Yeah, they do collapse. It's how stars form.
Dave, in your world, this is gases are collapsing upon themselves and then igniting themselves in a vacuum, in a vacuum. And then they burn billions of years.
Look, I know that you want to just spew your script without anybody challenging, but you say so many stupid things, and I'm here to tell you why everything you're saying is stupid. So when you say stars igniting in a vacuum, the reason that's confusing for you is that you think stars are little bonfires because you're a moron. Because you don't understand nuclear fusion. Nuclear fusion is the process by which stars glow. They're not little fireballs. And you can learn that by Googling something for 5 seconds, but you don't do it.
So, Dave, you believe that all the rocky bits turn into perfect balls, and then all of the gases somehow start getting gravity, and they start pulling it together.
What do you mean, gravity?
How do they grow into stars? How come the dust is accumulating? What's bringing it together? Is somebody pulling it up like a snowball?
Gravity.
So they get something, and it's a tiny bit of gravity, pulls in some more dust. It pulls in, gases, and somehow it's pulling all of these gases together and turning into a nuclear furnace that burns for billions of years. I'm sorry, that doesn't make any sense. And if you
centuries of brilliant astronomers versus nuh-uh, is that really all you have? Is the entire field of astronomy and you going, that's, I don't like it. That's dumb. I'm dumb and I don't get it. So astronomy is wrong. That's literally your argument against astronomy right now.
You never met these men. You don't know anything about these men other than the stories that the controllers of this world tell you.
You know they wrote books, right? Wrote books that we can read, and then we base astronomy on that and do astronomy every day, right?
Dave, try not to interrupt. Aristophanes figured out the shadow.
Eratosthenes
figured out the diameter, the circumference of the earth with his sticks and shadows. Uh-huh. But nobody in that area that came out of that, other mathematicians, never wrote any books about him. They ignored him. They just never mentioned it. And then all of a sudden it shows up in the 1900s in books that go into the education system.
That's not true. If you're just going to lie, we can just play the lie game.
And Dave, what about the fact that that proves nothing? It works perfectly on a flat earth. Sticks and shadows prove the earth is flat. And it proves it's a globe. But you'd have to assume parallel rays. Listen to this. Aristophanes believed that parallel rays are coming into Earth, right? And no one has ever seen parallel rays coming into Earth, right? When we look, we always see them curved. We always see them crepuscular. But he also believed that the Earth was geocentric and we had an infinitely far sun. And so that sun is orbiting around infinitely far means so far away that the rays come in parallel. And that's a whole nother problem. But how is a distant sun orbiting around a speck Earth in the middle of space? That doesn't make sense. And they didn't think about
What doesn't make sense about an Earth orbiting a sun? An argument.
Dave, stop being a dick. Listen to what I said.
You stop being a dick.
The Eratosthenes believed that the Earth was geocentric, that the sun orbited us, but the sun was a distant sun. How does a distant gigantic sun orbit a minuscule speck Earth? You have no answer for that.
They don't know. Yeah. It's the ancient Greeks. They didn't know. Now we know, right? We figured out heliocentrism in like the 16th century.
His story makes no sense. And the other question is, you believe that the sun rays that come in are parallel, right?
No, there are rays that are parallel, and then you can point a ray from the edge, one edge of the sun and the other edge. Look, light is going in all directions, right? The sun is expelling light. They're spherical waves of light, photons in every direction, right? So you can identify parallel rays, and then you can identify one from this edge. And if you want to talk about individual photons, you can draw paths from the edge of the sun going in one direction, the edge of the sun going the other direction. You're trying to oversimplify things. You're trying to go, it's it's crepuscular, it's all parallel. And so then this time it works for my talking point, and then another time it doesn't work for my talking point.
My point is Aristophanes' story doesn't make any sense with a distant sun orbiting a geocentric Earth.
Yeah, if you just say it doesn't make sense and stop talking,
I guess. How does a distant sun orbit a geocentric Earth when the Earth is tiny and the sun is gigantic?
Well, it doesn't work in your long model. Story short, it doesn't. Yeah. But so he was an ancient Greek, and he didn't know heliocentrism. They didn't know when Newton developed Newton's law of universal gravitation. He didn't know why massive objects attract one another, right? He just said, this is what happens, and I have this equation, and we use Newton's equations to do all these incredible calculations that predict the motion of objects on Earth and in space. He didn't know what gravity was. Einstein gave a better explanation. The curvature of space-time warped around massive objects. We're probably going to get a better model later. Just that we don't know why things happen doesn't mean we can't do science at predictive power. So as it turns out, Eratosthenes and Ptolemy, the Ptolemaic model, was wrong. Heliocentric model is correct. It doesn't matter that they didn't know that part, or that they didn't know why something happens. Do you not understand how science works?
So if he was wrong and the Earth and the were heliocentric, do you think his experiment proved your globe?
Well, yeah, it did. All of those experiments proved the globe. It just didn't have anything to do with heliocentrism. It proved the Earth is a sphere.
Absolutely not, because with a local sun in like the flat Earth is, we have no shadow here and we have a shadow here, and then you could do your math and figure out what the sphericity of this flat plane is, right?
Okay. So for that to work, how close is the sun?
How close is the sun?
How close is the sun?
Yeah.
Really close, like right above the clouds, which we'd be able to see if you went up in a plane or a balloon, and it'd be like right there.
Huh? Dave, there's tons of videos explaining how the sun is an apparent object and we all see it in a different position.
Oh, there's videos that say dumb things. No, it's true.
That show science, show experiments. And when you try to triangulate the sun, there's a problem. You can't do it. You can't triangulate the sun. So how far the sun is, some flat earthers say it's 3,000 miles away. I don't like that answer. The math works. We can scale it and make it 6,000 miles
works.
Away.
You've never done any math in your entire life. Just stop
being a condescending prick, all right? Try.
Why don't you stop condescending to the entire human race and pretending that every scientist ever is a liar and satanic deceiver? That's much more offensive than me calling you stupid, which you
are. Dave, what is the sun?
What is the sun? It's a star.
It's a star. It's a burning
it's a star.
It's a nuclear furnace that's working perfectly, and it's bending space-time where it could hold on to all of the planets that go all the way out to Pluto. Is that your belief?
Well, Pluto's now a trans-Neptunian object.
So we'll go Neptune.
Yes.
Right. And then the sun's gravity ignores all of the moons, because the moons are attracted to their planets, and it negates the sun. That's what you believe.
What do you mean negates the sun?
Yeah, negates the sun.
So what you're saying is that like one of Jupiter's moons should go flying towards the sun? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying that at all. I'm asking you if you believe that the sun's gravity has no effect on moons.
Yeah, you can calculate. You can see this is what real scientists and people who understand science can do calculations. So instead of you going, I don't believe it, what you could do is you could take Newton's law of universal gravitation and take a moon, whatever moon, if you want to talk about our moon or one of Mars's or one of Jupiter's or whatever, and you could calculate a number that is the gravitational attraction between the sun and whatever moon you're talking about. And then you could do the same thing for the moon and its parent planet that it is orbiting. Which number do you think is going to be bigger, buddy? Which one do you think is going to be bigger?
And so
the
when
planet,
we have,
the one that it is orbiting around.
When we have a planetary alignment where all the planets are lining up, all of that gravity.
Hang on. You know what? Sorry. I would like you to actually just address what I just said, because this is what happens is I say something, or a flat earth debunker like myself says something that just annihilates the idiotic thing you just said. And then you just gish gallop to another point. I would like you to admit that what you just said is stupid based on what I just said.
Repeat what you said.
I just explained to you why what you said about the sun and the moon is stupid, and you jumped to another talking point.
So you say that the gravity of the planet is holding on to these moons, and it's so much stronger. Let me finish. I'm reiterating what you say to show you how stupid it is. It's holding on to the planets, but the sun's gravity, it can hold on to the planets, hold on to distant planets, but can't affect those moons at all.
Can't affect? Like I just said, you can do a calculation. Did you want to do the calculation? Do you want to do it together? Do you want to learn something today? It's called Newton's Law of Universal Gravitation. Do you know what is in the denominator? R squared. It drops off. Gravity drops off by the square of the distance. So as things get very, very far away, their gravitational influence is dramatically less, exponentially so. So when you have a moon that is right near a planet, the gravitational effect is way more than the faraway sun. Isn't that neat? Isn't that a neat thing that we can do with math and numbers that are real things that scientists do instead of just going, it doesn't make sense, so that's dumb.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hope you're enjoying this podcast. There's a word from our sponsor, Rocket Money. The other day, I had to cancel three Amazon Prime memberships. I had a personal on the UK Amazon, US Amazon company account, US Amazon, UK Amazon. Do you understand how hard it is to cancel these bloody things? That's why Rocket Money makes these things so much easier, formerly known as Truebill. The app shows all your subscriptions in one place and cancels what you don't want for you. Rocket Money can even find subscriptions you didn't know you were paying for. Just like with me, with my four Amazon Prime memberships, you may find out you've been at least double charged for a subscription. To cancel a subscription, all you've got to do is press cancel and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Get rid of useless subscriptions with Rocket Money now. Go to rocketmoney.com/Sean, S-H-A-U-N. Seriously, it could save you hundreds per year. That's rocketmoney.com/Sean, S-H-A-U-N. Thank you for supporting our sponsor, Rocket Money. Links in the description box. Cheers.
You done?
Yeah. What do you got? Do you want to address this thing or do you want to jump right to another thing?
I want to jump to something else because you say that the sun's gravity that can hold on to Neptune and Pluto can't affect the moon, which is way closer to it, and that the Earth's gravity overwhelms that. That's stupid. That's me saying it.
Why?
You're the
you're saying is that's stupid. All you're saying is that's stupid.
And all you're saying is that it works because I could do math, but it doesn't. It doesn't work.
What do you mean it doesn't?
Dave, model it. You know about the three-body problem? I'm sure you know about that.
Oh, the three-body problem. So we can't do calculations.
Stop being such a condescending prick. We already know. Just talk normal. Have a discussion.
Sorry, hang on 1 second. This is serious. This private chat keeps covering the screen. Can this stop? Why is this doing this? The private chat.
Yeah. It shouldn't cover the chat, should it? Just trying to make sure everything's all right.
Covering the whole screen. All right. Anyway,
hang on. Yes, we're sorting it out. There seems to be a problem with Sean's. I can't hear you, Sean. Yeah, that's what's going on. I've been watching Sean every now and then just chatting away, and we've not been hearing him. There's tons of important snippets of information lost forever to the ethers of the internet. How are you guys doing? There's a lot of back and forth, isn't it? It's a very, dare I say it, American debate, isn't it? Insults and stuff.
Well, here's the thing. I would like to get off of the lights in the sky because I'd rather talk about the shape of the Earth.
Because they destroy the flat Earth?
Well, you say that. But the lights in the sky have nothing to do with the flat Earth.
My first talking point. Were we going to do the talking points that we prepared? Because my first talking point is about this, and it is an absolute annihilation of flat Earth. That's why you don't want to talk about it. That's why you say, why do we look at the things in the sky to figure out the shape of the Earth? Because that's how we figured it out 2,000 years ago, by looking at the stars. Can I show my slide that shows this? Here we go. Observation of the stars. Next one. Can you? You're controlling it, right? Do I just tell you when to go? Okay, so if you're in the northern hemisphere looking at the North Pole, then hang on, all this stuff is covering. I can't even see the text. I think I remember what it says. Anyway, if you're looking at the North Pole in the northern hemisphere, the stars rotate counterclockwise. Go to the next one. If you're in the southern hemisphere looking at the South Pole, the stars rotate clockwise. Next one. Why does it, how does this make sense on a flat Earth? Sorry, this is a screenshot from one of my videos. So in the video, they're rotating in different directions. Why would two people on a flat pizza land look at the sky and see a sky that is rotating in different ways? Next one. And furthermore, why can't we all see the same stars? There are stars that you can only see in the northern way in the, towards the northern hemisphere, and stars you can only see in the southern hemisphere. Next one. On a globe, this makes perfect sense. If you're in the northern hemisphere looking at the North Pole, east is to your right. If you are in the south and southern hemisphere looking at the South Pole, east is to your left. Next one. And the reason we can't see certain stars is because you can't see through the Earth. Next one. That's why in the northern hemisphere, we can't see the Southern Cross. That's why in the southern hemisphere, we can't see Polaris. Next one. Almost done. Quick one here. So it actually gets a lot worse than that in the southern hemisphere because you've taken a globe and you've unwrapped it. The southern hemisphere makes absolutely no sense. People in the southern hemisphere who are all looking at the Southern Cross are somehow supposed to be, we're believing that they're all looking in completely different directions and seeing the same object often at the same time. Next one. Go to the next slide.
It might be that because Ash is doing this. Oh, has he done it? Is it worse?
Yeah, that's it. I think this is the last one. So again, on a globe, south actually means something. People who are looking south are all looking at the South Pole. They're all looking in the same direction. So that's why they all see the same thing, such as an object like the Southern Cross.
All right, can you go back to
that's
the
last one.
Let me go through the slides.
Check if it's the next one.
Yeah.
Check if it's the last one.
And if you can go back to the first one, that would be great. So in your world, we have people standing upside down, and you're assuming hemispheres on a sphere.
What do you mean upside down? What do you mean upside down? What does that mean?
Compare their feet are antipodal to my feet, people in the south.
Okay, so yours are upside down compared to them. What's the difference? What's down on a globe?
I'm not saying. I'm just saying people are upside down to each other halfway across the world.
So
if we can go back to the original slide so I can remember all the points he made so I can address them, that would be fantastic.
I think the issue is that Ash, the producer, is having some issues with his internet and isn't able to do it. Sorry about this, guys. Yeah, we're usually quite good with the tech and everything.
So,
I'll
try to.
I can tell you the points again.
I'd rather just see the points rather than hear you say them again.
Okay.
I don't know. He can't change it back.
I don't think so. He's in the Philippines or something mad like that. So he's having some difficulties with it. And I think Sean is as well. Good thing I'm here, saving the day.
In the northern hemisphere, the celestial sphere rotates counterclockwise. In the southern hemisphere, it rotates clockwise. And we can't see certain stars.
You don't have to do the whole presentation. You can just remind me.
That was it. Go ahead.
So no matter where you are in the world, all of the stars, all the lights in the sky from the things that we call planets, wandering stars, sun and moon, they all rise in the east, set in the west. Mm-hmm. If I'm standing on a flat Earth looking out to the south, the stars are coming from my left. If I'm standing in the north looking at the north, the stars are coming from my right. That explains the opposite direction.
No, you just explained the globe model.
I didn't explain anything. You don't
understand. On the flat Earth, how do people see the sky rotating in different directions?
Because
explain
you're
that.
Facing in different directions, David.
What if do you all mean, the facing stars, in different directions?
I will explain. If I
Hang on. Speaking of facing in different directions, flat Earth, Dave, because we've changed the angles a bit, you're a bit off the screen. That's it. You look
I got
good
it.
Now.
It would be better if you can make me widescreen so I can show what I'm showing, but.
Okay, well, there you go. And I'll just say, Sean's just saying that his thing is freezing, so I guess he'll be back when he can. But for now, you keep going.
So on a flat Earth, wherever flat Earth, north is to the center, south is every direction away from the center. So if the stars are going this way from my right shoulder to left shoulder, I'm looking at the North Star, they're going one way. When I turn around and I look at the south away from the center, they're coming from my left shoulder to my right shoulder. They just change directions. Okay, there's no argument there. There's nothing to argue that we're
okay. Now do clockwise and counterclockwise because that's really what we're talking about. What do you mean it doesn't matter?
Again,
you're talking about a direction. I'm talking about clockwise versus counterclockwise when you're looking at the poles.
The optics of the sky. Yeah. Huh? Well, you say the polls. So getting back to your point where you have somebody in Santiago, somebody in Johannesburg, and somebody in Australia, when they see the Southern Cross, well, they don't see it at the same time. They see it 12 hours apart from Santiago.
They don't see it at the same time? So people looking south can't see the night sky at the same time?
David, if you understand what the flat Earth model is, if somebody's in Santiago...
You don't have a model.
Listen.
Yeah?
Stop being a dick. Okay.
You stop being a dick. Your entire existence is being a dick to all of science. So stop telling me to stop being a dick.
Keep going. Mm-hmm. So somebody's in Santiago and it's midnight. Yeah. They're looking at the Southern Cross. Well, somebody in Australia that's looking south, they're looking at the noon sun. You tell me how they
noon sun. How many time zones apart are they? Are they 12 time zones apart?
Well, noon, close to noon, right?
Okay, no, first of all, not close to me, but it doesn't matter. How about you go 4 hours apart? Why don't you go 4 time zones apart? They should still be looking in completely different directions. 12 midnight, 4 a.m., night sky, both looking south, both can see the Southern Cross. On your pizza world should be looking in completely different directions. Explain that.
Dave, the only time that can happen is in Johannesburg and Santiago, and if you add magnetic declination in there, they're both looking in the same direction.
Magnetic declination?
Yeah.
So you think just saying the word magnet is going to be an argument that's going to work for you?
Look up the magnetic declinations of those areas. You don't know what direction you're facing, right? There's certain areas of Antarctica that the magnetic declination is 170 degrees. So when your compass says north is that way, it's 170 degrees the other way, according to NOAA or whoever's in charge of that, right?
You can dress it up however you want. We're talking about looking this way and looking that way, and they see the same thing. And you're fixating on Santiago and Johannesburg because you think that they're far enough apart that they're not going to both be nighttime. I'm telling you, you can go any distance apart. Just go from Perth to Sydney, right? That's far enough apart that if you're both looking directly south, you're looking in different directions, and you can see the same thing. You cannot explain that. That's why you're trying to throw out jargon to confuse people.
I'm not trying to throw out jargon to confuse people, David.
That's exactly what you're doing.
When you're looking towards the same area. You're looking towards the same area.
But on your pizza world, south is a different direction for every longitude line. Do you not understand that? On your pizza land, right, you have all these longitude lines. Directly south is towards your magic ice wall. Everybody looking south is looking in a different direction.
Magic ice wall.
Yeah. So stop trying to skip to something else, right? Are you denying that longitude lines, everybody on your pizza world is all looking in a completely different direction when they look south?
And NASA or NOAA, they tell us, what longitude lines are you talking about? They tell us that the magnetic declination is a different direction. So we're listening.
Do they, or are you just randomly grasping at words to try to make sense of something that is absolutely unexplainable for you?
David, it's not true. And the optics in the sky, again, do not prove the shape of the Earth. You say that
I just did prove it with that. So I don't know what to tell you.
Let's move on.
So I'm sorry, guys.
Do you want to move on?
My entire system crashed.
I want to move on from looking at the lights in the sky to figure out. Yeah, we hear you.
Because I prove the Earth is a sphere by using that. That why you want to move on?
No, not at all.
Well,
we hear you. We don't care.
It is
what talking point?
We hear you, but we don't care.
What talking point are we on right now?
I just finished proving the Earth is a sphere by looking at stars, something that we've been doing for thousands of years.
Yeah, so says you. Go ahead.
Yeah, and everybody who's ever lived. So NASA isn't going to really help you with that one. Sorry, buddy. They started in the 1950s.
All right, so we've got a talking point from Dave, which is the Bible has 200 references to the flat Earth. Every major ancient civilization cosmology depicts the Earth as flat.
That's from me or from Dave?
That is from you, I think.
That's not from me. That's not from me.
It's from Ash. It's from Ash.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a Bible believer, from page one in the Bible, it says God separated the waters from the waters and created the firmament. That's all interesting, but, I don't use the Bible as science because science will show us. On a ball earth, Dave, you have to have a physical horizon, right? If my fingernail is a boat, as it goes away, it disappears below a physical horizon. And zooming in will not bring it back. However, we can see too far. They say the ball is 24,901 miles around, but we can see things that are way, way, way farther. And with infrared now, we're seeing things 500 to 1,000 miles away. The amount of curvature.
No, you're not.
Yeah, we are. Go look at Jay Tolan Media's channel.
Look at some lies that a flat earther said. That is real evidence.
It's well documented. You haven't looked at it. And then when you say the curvature formula is a parabola, I absolutely agree. It is. Over 1,000 miles, it gets off a little bit. But anything under 1,000 miles, all three formulas come within a very close proximity of each other.
Yeah, right? But the problem is you can't do math, so you just do the math wrong.
Well, you just say that, but if you look at all of the curvature formulas under 1,000 miles, it's perfectly accurate. And then you think that we're spinning at 1,000 miles an hour and we don't feel it, and we're changing, you know, we're changing directions. How is that possible? How about when the Earth comes around towards the sun in the winter, in our northern winter, it's speeding up and taking its sharpest turn. And then we don't feel any of those forces.
It's sharpest turn. Okay, so this one's really hilarious to me. So the sun goes around the Earth. The Earth goes around the sun in how long? How long does it take?
A year.
A year, right? So why don't you go ahead and get in a car and do a 360 turn and make it take a year? Are you going to feel that?
Dave, that's not a
let's
fair...
break it down. 360 degrees, 365 days, that's about a degree a year, right? Why don't you get in a car and drive for 24 hours and over 24 hours veer by 1 degree? Are you going to feel that?
That would be equivalent to this. People say, oh, I'm just trying to think of the easiest thing.
I'm just trying to think of something to say sense.
Stop being a dick. Right. If you want to compare that to reality, imagine you're in an airplane where you remove the outer shell of the airplane, you double the speed of the airplane, and you nosedive 2 miles a minute. Okay. Oh. And that just to follow the curve of the Earth. That's the speed that the Earth is curving. And when something's moving and it's curving, that's acceleration. Okay. So acceleration's a big word.
It is for you because you're not using it properly. So, acceleration is rate of change in velocity. So you're using
When you change off of your vector, that force is equal to acceleration. Okay.
Yeah, but it takes a year to go around the sun. How much are you feeling? Do you want to calculate it? Should we calculate
Dave,
it together?
I'm talking about the spin of the Earth. The spin of the Earth, right? You're dropping.
The spin of the Earth is constant.
2 miles
a minute.
You're falling, like if you take a point in space and you go for an hour, you're falling at the same rate as a skydiver free falling. Okay? That's ridiculous, right? You are curving off of your line of your trajectory.
This one I think I figured out, and I think this one is genuine confusion on your part. So I don't want to hold this one against you as much as other lies you tell, which are just blatant lies. This one is just you not understanding. You're trying to compare motion within the atmosphere of the Earth. So you're like, oh my gosh, something going through the atmosphere so fast and it's crazy and we feel it, versus motion in frictionless space. Do you not understand that that's not the same thing, right? There's the atmosphere on Earth is very thick. There's a lot of friction, right? So when you try to move through air, there's friction and you feel it.
It doesn't matter.
What do you mean it doesn't matter?
If that air is spinning with the Earth, which you have to believe in your model, you would feel
doesn't matter.
You would feel that motion. If you're in an airplane,
why would you feel the motion? Why would you feel the motion?
Your energy is changing directions, and you would have
energy is changing directions.
What about eclipses, guys? What about eclipses?
That's my third talking point. I hope we get to it.
Let's finish this point. Your mainstream science says that because of the spin of the Earth, because of the centrifugal force, that the water bulges at the equator 14 miles high.
What?
This is what Neil deGrasse Tyson and science tells us about the spin of the Earth. The water equator, yes, it does. It bulges 14 miles high. It makes the Earth 29 miles wider at the equator.
No. That's the Earth, not the water. What are you talking about? Are you a moron? This is what happened. You're very confused.
So let me ask you a question, Dave.
No, stop, because you just said a very specific number, and I know why you said that number. The diameter of the Earth is about 27 miles greater at the equator. That's the whole Earth. You're trying to pretend that it's all water, that there's just this big thing of water that's 14 miles? Is that what you're genuinely trying to say? Are you that stupid?
Well, that's what Neil deGrasse Tyson says. But let's say he didn't say that. I'll go with you. I'll go with you. The Earth is bulging. So does that mean that water, large bodies of water at rest near the equator, if you hung a plumb line over it, that it wouldn't be perpendicular to the surface of the water? It would be off just a little bit because of that bulge? Or does gravity, what does the bulge
of the equator have to do with the water?
Well, because the gravity pulls everything to the center of the Earth and your whole world. And if we have a bulge at the equator, a plumb line, which should be vertical, it should be perpendicular to the water, would not be perpendicular to the water because the water would be sloping away because we have a bulge.
What do you mean sloping away? Okay, a bulge isn't – first of all, as I just said, this has nothing to do with the water. It's the shape of the Earth itself. So you're just completely wrong anyway. But second of all, this is the thing with you guys. You think that the curvature of the Earth is supposed to be – you're talking about a plumb line. Do you think that the curvature of the Earth is supposed to be like this or something? Do you have no idea how big the Earth is? Do you not understand that the curvature is not detectable at the surface of the Earth? It's really big. It's a really big planet.
We can see boats go over the horizon. We can see boats go over the horizon, but we can't see the curve, right? Dave, according to your math, there are certain things that should be behind a curve at certain distances, but we can
But we can't. You just lie about them. You just said earlier that we can see things 1,000 miles away. Are you out of your mind? Everybody should be able to take a telescope then and see something 1,000 miles away. Why can't they?
Dave, you don't know where it was taken it from. It's infrared cameras. Go look at JTOL and Media One and watch all of the – he documents.
He's the special one. He can do it. Nobody else can do it. Nobody else can get this footage. But they don't.
Dave, let me
ask you a question. They just don't because they don't feel like it.
Do you believe that the ground is horizontal?
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Here is a word from today's sponsor, Aura.
If you Google someone, you can find out all kinds of personal information about them. This information is accessible because of data brokers who profit by selling your information to robocallers, telemarketers, spammers. You can use my link, https://aura.com. Aura is A-U-R-A. /Sean Atwood, S-H-A-U-N-A-T-T-Wood. To try 2 weeks for free and see how many data brokers are sharing your info. Also linked in my description box on this YouTube version, or scan the QR code on the screen.
Aura also monitors your emails and passwords to see if they were involved in a data breach and exposed on the dark web, and gives you the recommendations on what to do.
Aura has almost every internet safety tool you'll ever need, all inside one app.
It's almost perfectly horizontal. Yes.
Okay. Are horizontals parallel? Horizontals parallel? That's a question.
I think what you're trying to ask is if you have parallel planes, right? If you have two flat planes, can they be made parallel? Yes, two flat planes can be made parallel. Well, what are you saying? Because nobody has any clue what you're saying.
If you have a horizontal line on Earth, then there's only one point that would be touching the Earth, and the rest would just rise up into space. But all horizontal lines line up with the horizontal horizon. Okay, they're all parallel.
Yeah, do they, or do they just look like that because your eyes suck and they can't distinguish between arc seconds of angle?
All right. Well, let me phrase it.
Looking like it perfectly overlaps doesn't mean that it perfectly overlaps. Just because the horizon looks flat doesn't mean it's perfectly flat.
10 minutes left, guys, to move on to eclipses.
10 minutes left. I didn't even get to do all my. I did one of my things.
It could be 13 minutes.
My question is: the top of the World Trade Tower, when they were up, are those floors larger than the lower floors? Because for them to be perpendicular, they would have to get larger. Right?
How far apart were they? How far apart were the towers?
I don't know, but I'm asking about one tower.
Okay, but it doesn't matter. Look, you're okay. It doesn't matter if we're talking about the distance between the towers or the width of a tower. Do you know how much curvature there is over such a small distance? It is so small that it is 100% negligible. What are you not understanding about that?
The Earth is
really big.
So do you believe that horizontal lines are parallel?
If you make them parallel, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about horizontal lines on Earth when you're, you know, surveying the land and you have a horizontal line, another one, another one, another one. Are they parallel?
If you make them parallel, they're not lines, right? They're not actual lines. Do you know that lines are just approximations, right? We can draw lines, we can graph lines and do math in perfect Euclidean geometry. The Earth has a spherical surface. So yeah, we can go, that's a line and that's a line. And if we're just looking at less than a mile, yeah, it looks really straight. But it's not, because the Earth is a sphere. So you're not comprehending scale. That's the problem.
Has anybody measured curvature in large body of water at rest? You know, large body of water needs a container to hold it in place. And has anyone measured any curvature on resting water? And don't tell me your drop and your wave, which is in your stupid video that got 10 million views.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
We talked about water curves. You showed a drop of
water.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, no, I know what you're talking about.
That is just a complete straw man.
Well, it's not. But actually, this is what's funniest to me, is that you're flatter. You debunk yourself with this level water thing. Because the funny thing is that so tides exist, right? And so on your little pizza world, tides are these little mounds of water that kind of travel around. I don't really know how else you're going to explain this, but tides exist, right?
Yeah, they do, but they don't correlate to the sun and the moon.
Stop. No sun and the moon. No sun and moon. The water levels go up and down, right? And in different places, not everywhere at the same time, right? You've got a little mound of water that's just kind of traveling around. So I'm sorry, but water isn't level on your pizza world either.
Dave, what causes your high tides? The moon?
What causes tides? The moon and there's solar tides and there's lunar tides.
Right. And so when there's a new moon, which means the sun and the moon are on the same side of the Earth, the tides should be bigger, but there's not. There's bigger tides when they're opposing.
No, it is.
No, they're not.
No, it is.
You're absolutely wrong.
No, I'm not. And you can Google it right now. What are you talking about? When the solar and lunar tides align, that's the highest tide.
Right, guys.
You're just saying it's not because you're lying.
I'm being pushed by Ash to move on to day/night regions of illumination.
Okay.
Right. What does that mean?
That's my second thing. I can try. I'll do it super fast. I'll do it as fast as possible.
Go on. Do you need him to put the thing up?
The
Yeah, he might not be able to do that, you know. Show him what you're thinking.
The system has crashed. That's why I got kicked off.
You kind of need the visual, but I mean, I'll wing it if you guys want.
Please wing it.
We're not going to get the slides. Okay, so.
Sorry about that.
So this is the funny thing about your pizza world, is that in the Northern Hemisphere, things are kind of okay, not really, but in the Southern Hemisphere, it all goes to crap. And so to try to explain night and day and seasons, which you absolutely cannot do, you try to make the sun go way out towards the bottom, and you think that works because it makes it the longer nights, right, up in the north. But the problem is, in the Southern Hemisphere, everything is terrible because you've got the sun way out towards the edge. And therefore, it shouldn't be able to illuminate very much of the Earth. But in the Southern Hemisphere, in like December and January, you've got regions like, towards the southern ends of those continents that are almost day almost all day. So you've got, you know, 19, 20 hours of daylight. So you've got this sun that's traveling around way out towards the edge, because this is how you like to do it. And it is somehow illuminating almost all of the outer regions of your pizza world. And yet it is somehow not illuminating the center, because areas towards the North Pole have 24 hours of night at that time. So unfortunately, you can't do the like Antarctica isn't real. So the South Pole, that's not a thing. These are places where people live.
We don't say Antarctica is not real. We don't say that at all.
You say the South Pole isn't real.
We don't.
Even though there's people go there and work there, and
people work at the South Pole.
Yeah,
prove it. Okay, so
you can get a job there. Did you know that civilians can get jobs?
So the way it works,
you should apply for one. I think that'd be a cool video for you to do,
Dave. On your upside down world, on your ball world, in the north, Norway, in northern Alaska, we have the 24-hour sun in June. Okay, and we see the sun, and it's been filmed by millions of people, and you can watch the sun circle around. Makes perfect sense on a ball, makes perfect sense on flat Earth. We're on the same page there. But 6 months later at equal southern latitudes, you should see the same. But there's no video
There's
no video of the 24-hour sun. There's 3 or 4 fake videos, clearly fake, taken apart. I'm talking, right? I didn't interrupt you. And there's no 24-hour sun. The sun antarcs away from you. It comes towards you, and it goes away. Okay. Unlike the Arctic, where it's circling around, I'm still talking, okay? And there's no 24 hours of daylight. But if you add a dome in there, and again, we're looking at the lights in the sky, which is something that doesn't prove either. When you bring the sun closer to the dome, it wraps around. And we could show you this, you know, get a dome, get a glass, move the light, and you'll see that the light wraps around, and that's exactly what we see in Antarctica.
Okay, so I know that you can do your fun little middle school science project where you have a little serving tray thing and you make a flashlight do funny things, but you cannot make it actually – so this is why you have your dumb little app, your little thing and your sun and stuff. It doesn't actually show the regions of actual daylight and nighttime. It just shows like a little cartoon. You don't actually see, it doesn't actually do these patterns. So when you're called out on this, instead of going, oh, my app shows the actual patterns and this crazy arc that would make sense. So first of all, I'm sorry, even though there are videos at the South Pole, I'm sorry that Antarctica is not where a bunch of people live. So we don't have all of these videos like we do way up it towards the North Pole. But again, as I said, the way southern region of Argentina, like I did in my video, Ushuaia or whatever it's called.
Which cartoon do you like the best showing Antarctica?
What do you mean, which cartoon?
Which cartoon? There's no pictures of Antarctica from space.
Okay, well, there are, so that's really dumb. But let me continue demolishing. Okay, stop. I'm going to continue demolishing the idiotic thing you just said earlier. So you can do your little thing. Flat earthers love to do their little middle school science project. So, okay, you've got the thing and blah, blah, blah. So why can't your flat earth app do it? Why can't you actually show the regions of day and night? Why can't you look at that and go, yeah, look at that. I see the light illuminating this part of the flat earth. Right. And I can see that we have 20 hours of sunlight in southern Argentina. And I can see that you just have a little cartoon doing nonsense. And then all of your idiot people who buy the thing, they're not like, oh, that looks cool. And they don't actually look at what it does at all. Right. Why can't you have it show that? Right.
It shows pretty accurately the amount of day and night. But I can't show it. Well, I can't show it because if on the latitude line that you're on, it's different where you are. So I have to kind of blend them together. It's just a tool to show
the amount of day and night depends. The amount of day and night that objectively happens in a place depends on your latitude.
Absolutely. 100% on your ball too. When I'm in the north,
I don't think you understand. I don't think you understand what I just said.
No, you don't understand what I just said.
So no, I definitely know that you're not saying anything. I'm saying that in that town in Argentina, there is an objective time where the sun rises and sets.
Yes,
and where you are doesn't change that.
There's no place that you have 17 hours of sun. You have daylight. Daylight is the illumination of the sky. It's not the sun. No, the sun is...
You're saying that daylight is not from the sun?
Absolutely. So if the sun
where is it from?
If the sun rises,
it's making the sunlight then.
No. The sun is lighting up the sky. It's like a photographer. You have your main light and then you have your backlight. The sky is the daylight. When the sun is on the east side of your house, right on the horizon, go to the back side of your house. You can read the newspaper. Well, where's that? That sunlight's not, what's it going through your house? It's lighting up the sky.
It's scattered by atmospheric particles.
That's what you say.
Sunlight.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you say to say a thing that explains why what I just said is stupid and I have no way to combat it.
How come nobody has filmed the 24-hour sun in Antarctica?
They have. I mean, just say it's a lie.
No, they have, and you just go, oh, that's fake. No, we don't. We don't just go, oh, that's fake. But guess what?
That's why in my video I don't talk about Antarctica because you just say it's fake. That's why I picked southern Argentina because people live there and they have 19 hours of daylight and you can't explain it because it's
You can't understand it.
You just said there's a glass thing in the flashlight. You're just doing a middle school science project. You're not actually explaining anything. You're just going, oh, I did a thing in my living room, so all of science is wrong. That's what you're doing.
You don't.
The globe. I wish I had the slide because the globe.
Dave, the optics of the sky are no way to prove the shape of the Earth. You can.
They are.
Yeah. Well,
and I just did it twice.
Yeah.
And you have no way to combat anything I just said. So that's why you say that thing over.
Can I just interrupt here? Flat Earth, Dave. What would it take? Because I think Dave is saying that, you know, people live in Ushuaia and that they have this, and you could just go and ask the people though. You could go, what would it take to convince you, and how important is it? Why is it important to you to hold this belief? What does it mean to you?
It's not important to hold the belief. I'm looking for the truth. And if the globe was true, then when in Antarctica in December, you should be able to see the sun circle all the way around without dropping.
And you do.
You can. Dave, I've seen loads of documentaries where that happens.
You can't. You cannot see it. It's absolutely untrue. And we show the best one that they have. They show a 24 hours of the sun going around. And when it comes around, not only is it the same clouds, the sun is in a completely different position, like months different position. So it's all camera trickery and it's provable. It's not just us saying it. So when you watch,
no,
it,
it is
like,
just
oh,
you saying it.
Yeah, well, not true. And do some research, yeah. Dave, and then get out of your little ball model, and you'll see. We don't live upside down on a space ball flying through an infrared.
Down is towards the center of the Earth. Nobody is upside down. That's one of the dumbest things you morons say. Down is towards the center of the Earth. Nobody is upside down.
On your world, there's people upside down relative to me.
And you're upside down relative to them. It's a sphere. Who cares?
Good luck with that.
Your response to basic shapes is good luck with that.
Yeah.
Are you 5 years old? You have the intellect of a 5-year old. You can't understand, like, little kids understand this stuff. You know that?
I just want to say that you're more of a condescending prick than I thought.
I wouldn't say you're more than anything I thought. I know what you are, but I'm sorry again to reiterate for the third time, your entire identity is based on the idea that all the scientists in the entire world are lying deceivers.
Nope,
so you're
true.
A condescending douchebag.
What you say.
And me
that's
calling
what
you stupid, which you are, does not hold a candle to what
John,
you are.
That's what he claims. I don't believe that.
I've got another question for other Dave, Professor Dave. Just so obviously I could see, I mean, it means a lot to you as on the other side, of course. Why does it annoy you so much, the flat earth stuff?
Because it's so, I mean, first of all, a lot of what I do, I mean, I do mainly academic tutorials, but I also address misinformation. I'm very passionate about public science literacy and science denial. And flat earth is the bottom of the barrel. So I go after like anti-vaxxers and stuff like that. And that is a little more sophisticated. And you have to actually understand a little bit of biochemistry, a little bit of immunology and things like that. Flat earth is the only one. I just proved the earth is a sphere multiple times in this exchange based on looking at things in the sky and thinking. That's how we figured out the earth is a sphere several thousand years ago. It's like the first thing we figured out. So this is why it's so offensive, because it is a denial of literally all of science. Astronomy, all wrong. Geology, all wrong. Physics, all wrong. It's so unbelievably offensive to the entire human race. That's why you're a douchebag, and me calling you stupid is nowhere near the magnitude of douchebaggery that is your entire identity.
You're talking to him, not me, right?
Sorry, to Davey boy over there.
So he believes that scientists that he never met 2,000 years ago proved that the Earth is a globe, when in reality, in the 1940s and 50s and up to the early 60s, they were still teaching flat Earth in school here.
No, absolutely. They weren't. That's just the thing you're saying.
That's an absolute.
There's globes from hundreds and hundreds of years ago. You can't just say that. Like, you should show me something. Show me a textbook. You can't just say, oh, this thing I made up is true. You're an idiot. What are you talking about? We've known the Ptolemaic model, which was reigned supreme from, like, you know, 100 or whatever to the Copernican model, used a spherical Earth. Geocentrism used a spherical Earth. And then Copernicus and Kepler happened. And they wrote books, by the way. They wrote books, and you can read them, that they exist. And we've known about heliocentrism for 500 years since. So I don't know what you're talking about. You are completely pulling that out of your ass. Nobody taught a flat Earth anywhere for any measurable amount of time.
Can we have Dave tell us how seasons happen on the globe?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I wish I had the graphic, because it really works really well. So there's a tilt in Earth's rotational axis, right? It's tilted like this. So one of the hemispheres is exposing more of itself to the sun, right? And so you get more direct light versus, so let's say this is the northern hemisphere, this is the southern hemisphere. More of the southern, the northern hemisphere is exposed to direct sunlight, so you have longer daylight, right? So it's so hard to just do in my hand like this.
No, no, I get it. I understand. Yeah. You got it, it. When we're tilted towards it, the sunlight's hitting direct, and it's more intensified here, and down here it's spread out more. Makes sense.
Of the curvature, so it has to spread out around a greater area.
But isn't the sun so large that all of the rays leaving the sun are parallel? And why wouldn't the parallel rays that are a little off to the left, you know, hit us direct? Are the rays leaving the sun parallel, or are they leaving not parallel?
Okay, when you have a certain here's a lateral distance. If the sun is directly hitting the part of the Earth that's directly facing it, that's a certain area. Then if you move this way, we have the same lateral distance, but there's a lot of curvature here. It's covering a greater surface area.
So can the Earth?
Do you want to admit that I just explained that perfectly, and that your talking point was invalid?
I know. I admit that you explained that perfectly, but I have to ask a question. So we have the pole here, and we tilt the Earth. Okay. Mm-hmm. And can you tilt the Earth this way? That's a tilt, also, right? Absolutely.
You're just turning it. What are you doing?
No. What I'm showing you is here. Let's say the sun is over there. And we tilt, and we're now directly towards we have a more direct angle. We're in agreement on this. But if I'm here and I tilt it this way, well, now the sun is lower. It's now skimming, and it's not hitting as direct. So here's the problem with your seasons. In the north here, in December, when we're 3 million miles closer to the sun, but we'll just ignore that because it's not significant.
Yeah, it's not significant, I don't know why you said it.
We're 3 million miles closer. At sunrise, in December at noon, when the sun is 50 degrees in the sky, and I look at the sun, I can barely feel it on my face. I can't get a tan, right? But in June, when we're farther away from the sun, doesn't matter. And at sunrise, when the sun is literally an 89-degree tilt, the worst possible angle, as soon as it shows up on the horizon, I can feel the heat and I can get a tan. Why is that? Because in your world, it should be arctically freezing every morning all year long.
I genuinely have no idea what you're saying. You're throwing around 89-degree. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, so you have the sun here, right? The sun, and we're tilted, so it's 34-degree tilt. Well, if I tilted it all the way down to the horizon, so I'm here and the sun's over here, okay, that's an 89-degree tilt, 1 degree off the horizon, right? Any farther, it would be below the horizon. The sun sets.
I'm already lost. I have no idea what you're saying.
It's because you're stupid, Dave.
Right? 5 minutes left, guys.
It's because you're not saying anything. You're just going,
if I
tilt
it
this way, this has nothing to do with anything.
If the Earth is tilted 34 degrees, that's how we are.
23 degrees.
23 degrees, whatever. If we tilted it 90 degrees, the sun would set. It would set over the pole, which doesn't happen. So the farther I tilt it, the more spread out those rays are. Well, the spin is the equivalent to the tilt. So when I'm spinning away from the sun's getting lower and lower and lower. It's spreading out across the world. It should get colder and colder and colder because that sun is spreading out.
What do you mean spreading across? You understand that there's always a face of the Earth. There's always the sun is always hitting half of the Earth.
Not according to the time and date, all right? But
the sun isn't always hitting half of the Earth?
On the ball, it would be, but it doesn't.
Yeah. It does, though. So what are you talking about?
David, you're not listening, okay?
I am. You're just not saying anything.
I can tilt. So if we're tilted away from the sun, we have our winter. Now, if I tilt it farther, it gets really cold because Antarctica or the Arctic is tilted farther away. That's why it's cold in your world. Right,
but it's not. What do you mean? If we tilt it further, it's not tilted further. It's a 23-degree axial tilt. So what do you mean tilted further? What are you talking about?
Why is it colder in the Arctic in the winter than it is in Florida in the winter?
I just explained it earlier.
Well, I know, Dave.
It's getting more direct sunlight.
Absolutely. So don't interrupt.
If the axis is tilted away, then it is. Dude, I just explained this. How do you not get this?
No. You're not getting it. Listen.
Okay, so you can just say that, but I actually explained it.
You're not getting this. Okay.
Dave, we've run out of time. We've run out of time.
Listen.
I'm just going to let you guys tell the viewers where they can find you and support you. So, Professor Dave, we'll start with you.
Huge thank you for coming on,
Professor Dave.
Thank you.
Can you tell the viewers where they can find and support you, please?
Professor Dave explains.
FlatterthDave.com.
So, Professor Dave, go on. What socials are you on, Professor Dave?
Just YouTube channel, Professor Dave Explains.
All right, so Professor Dave's YouTube channel link will be in the description box below this video if you want to subscribe, if you want to check his stuff out. Huge thank you for coming on. Flat Earth Dave, do you want to tell the viewers where they can find you?
You can find me at flatearthdave.com, but I'm thinking of making it professorflatearthdave.com. But flatearthdave.com because
isn't
you
that
know,
cute?
We get to make up to being professors. That's always nice.
Yeah, I actually taught at an accredited university, though, so it's not that weird.
Thank you.
Multiple degrees. I have a master's degree.
They fired you.
Can I get those Bitcoins?
We've got another debate coming up in a minute. So huge thank you guys.
Yeah.
Take care, and you're always welcome to come back on. Thank you for your time. Thank you. Cheers. Right. Cheers.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Good night. Goodbye. Wow.
They make for a nice couple, don't they?
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.